This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Japan earthquake.
The quake toppled houses and left tens of thousands without power.
Welcoming in 2024. And new year, new laws.
47 expansive voting laws.
Good morning, I'm Cammie McCormick with a CBS World News Roundup. A massive earthquake hit western areas of Japan today. It had a magnitude of 7.6. At one train station, there was chaos. Here's Lucy Kraft.
Authorities in Ishikawa Prefecture, a sparsely populated area on the Sea of Japan, said the quake toppled houses, ignited a large fire in the city of Wajima, and left tens of thousands without power, including at least one hospital struggling to treat quake-related injuries. Local nuclear plants were operating as normal. Lucy Kraft, Hitachi Ota City, Japan.
The threat of a tsunami has largely passed. Israel has warned its war with Hamas will continue throughout 2024, and it says some of its army reservists will get a break from the war to prepare for what military officials say will be a prolonged fight ahead. Hamas began the year with rocket launches against Israel, as Ian Lee reports.
As the clock struck midnight, sirens rang in the new year across Israel. Hamas fired a barrage of rockets, lighting up the sky for revelers in Tel Aviv as Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system intercepted most of them. In Gaza, there is no Happy New Year. Many here have lost a mother, father, husband, wife, brother, sister, child, or grandchild in 2023, and fear this year will bring more of the same. My tragedy lives inside me, says Kamal El-Zenati. Let the world have their celebrations and leave me to live in tragedy. Israel warns the war could last many more months. So will the misery in Gaza.
There were pro-Palestinian protests in the Middle East overnight in Jordan and Lebanon in place of New Year's Eve celebrations. Millions of people around the world rang in the new year with fireworks and celebrations from Florida to Seattle. Wendy Gillette has more from New York.
The Waterford crystal ball descended from a pole high above Times Square, ringing in 2024. Couples kissed and celebrated, showered by 3,000 pounds of confetti dropped from the buildings above. Security was tighter this year, in part because of Israel's war against Hamas.
Revelers we talked to say they felt secure.
There's a lot of policemen, it's everywhere, so I really, really feel safely.
Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
A lot of new laws on the books for the new year. CBS's Stacey Lynn has that.
Many of them focus on the 2024 election.
At least 23 states enacted 47 expansive voting laws, including several battleground states like Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, and New Mexico.
David Atkins is the head of the Council of State Governments.
4, add more stringent voter ID requirements. And 2, ban the use of drop boxes.
Protections for marijuana users in California.
Employers can't use a previous conviction for cannabis use to discriminate against an employee in hiring.
There's also a new law making sure schools have some needed products for teen girls.
Private schools will be required to provide menstrual products.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
An overnight fire in Brooklyn, New York, displaced dozens of people in an apartment building. It's being described as an apparent fireworks-related incident.
I heard the boom, 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 and when I came on out and back on the other side of the building, it's on fire, like a bonfire. But I'm glad everybody is out, thank God.
Several people were injured, including children and firefighters. Americans have had some relief at the gas pump lately, but that may be about to end, as Christopher Cruz reports.
Several large oil-producing nations have announced plans to make voluntary cuts to their oil production levels until the end of March. A total of 2.2 million barrels per day will be cut, with Saudi Arabia accounting for about half of that. Russia, Iraq, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Kazakhstan, Algeria, and Oman will also reduce production.
Today is the day many classics enter the public domain, including the original version of Mickey Mouse from 1928's Steamboat Willie. Also now in the public domain, the book The House at Pooh Corner. Thousands of copyrighted works are ending their 95-year term under copyright protection. That means they can be remade without permission. It is the first day of 2024, and that means resolutions for many Americans. Time to start getting serious about them in Chicago.
Planning to hopefully start working out.
My New Year's resolution is to get a job.
I haven't made one at this time. I'm afraid of not living up to them.
I never keep them.
A lot of anticipation for this year's Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena, and lots of folks camped out to get a good spot along the route.
I'm most interested in the cars because they have, like, very cool designs. So that's why I'm very excited for this experience that I'm about to experience.
The theme of this year's parade is celebrating a world of music, the universal language. Move over Elvis and make room for a pop star, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez reports.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
There's a new king, or queen of the albums chart. Taylor Swift's bested Elvis Presley's 67-week record for the solo artist with most weeks at the top of the Billboard 200. She's just notched 68. And that's not all she's celebrating. Swift and her main squeeze, Travis Kelce, left Arrowhead Stadium in matching vintage white and wool leather jackets after the Chiefs closed out the year with a 25-17 win over the Bengals to snag the AFC West title for the 8th year in a row.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Legendary stand-up comic Shecky Green has died at the age of 97. Here's correspondent Monica Ricks.
Shecky Green was one of the top draws in Las Vegas in the 1960s and 70s, in part because he could do it all. Tell jokes.
I was married to a girl who, I married her in Reno, and she was a dealer. Matter of fact, we got married, I didn't even know her last name. And after we were together for a while, I didn't want to know her first name.
Sing.
Rock-a-bye, my baby.
He even acted. He was a regular on the 1960s TV drama Combat. No less than Jerry Lewis was a fan.
If you see this man perform, you're seeing the epitome of comic genius.
Monica Ricks, CBS News.
It's a New Year's tradition, brave swimmers taking to frigid waters, and they'll do it again this year on Coney Island. Many say they'll be in and out of the water as quickly as possible. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.